Welcome on in, folks, to Pink Smoke, another riveting episode as we got a game tonight. And how these, you know, if we have a game on Wednesday, folks, pending the schedule, how these 7:30 starts go, I do Pink Smoke 6 to 7, pregame 7 to 7:30. So you got me for an hour and a half talking nothing but Messi mania, Inter Miami news, fixtures, games, everything. Inter Miami starts now for an hour and a half. Hope everybody is having a great night here in West Palm. Beautiful night, as always. And I think tonight, you know, when we'll get into the game against Montreal as we go along here and in the pregame, but quickly wanted to open with today. All right. It's a must win for Inter Miami. Montreal has 8 points on the table. This is not a good team. Inter Miami has struggled with Western Conference teams this year, but this should not be the case coming up tonight, as Inter Miami, certainly the better team, and there will be no excuse coming up tonight if Inter Miami doesn't beat Montreal. 2-0, 3-0. Now listen, 3 points is 3 points. I understand that, but I want to see Inter Miami get back to the form we saw early on in the season when they were beating good opponents. And as I've already mentioned, this is not a good opponent. Win big tonight. We'll get into that game against Montreal coming up here later on. But folks, as we always start the show, it's time to do a little Messi mania with our good friends at PNC.
It's time for a little Messi mania on Pink Smoke, presented by PNC Bank. The latest match results, highlights, and everything Messi starts now. Brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Learn more at PNC.com. PNC Bank, National Association member FDIC.
Putting one behind the keeper takes more than talent. Sure, the pros make it look easy, but there's a whole lot of boring work behind it. Hours of drills, scrimmages, and dedication to craft that ultimately pay off in a brilliant goal-scoring move. PNC Bank knows that it's, you know, the same with money. There's no shortcuts. That's why they take a smart, steady, and boring approach, so you can make brilliant money moves that help you score your own goals. And PNC Bank makes it easy and convenient to manage your money when and where it works for you, including the new branch locations opening across Miami. See how keeping your money boring can be the brilliant move for you. Visit PNC.com/brilliantlyboring. That is PNC.com/brilliantlyboring. PNC Bank, proud banking sponsor of Inter Miami CF radio broadcasts at Brilliantly Boring since 1865. The PNC Financial Service Group, Inc., all rights reserved, member FDIC. Well, folks, Messi Mania, where we go through the recent game for Inter Miami, the recent news, and I'll tell you what, there is a lot of Messi mania in this game, to the point where Lionel Messi has been honored as part of the Team of the Match Week. Now, for those of you who don't know Team of the Match Week, it's the best players at each position throughout the MLS. And Inter Miami has had a plethora of players make this list already this year. Match Week 1, Lionel Messi. Match Week 2, Telesco Segovia and Luis Suarez. If you remember, that was the Houston game where Luis Suarez had 3 assists and Telesco Segovia had a brace in the first half. Match Week 3, Noah Allen, Yannick Bright, Tadio Allende. Lionel Messi in 4 and 6. Oscar Ustari, Match Week 8. Seems like a year ago after how bad our guy Oscar has played. We'll get more into that later on. Match Day 9, Marcelo Weigant and Benjamin Kromoski. Match Day 11, Marcelo Weigant, so Cello, as we call him, who a lot of fans have gotten tired of lately and want more Ian Frey. Cello has made the Match Day honorees twice, Week 11 and Week 13, and then Lionel Messi last week. So Messi, who had a brilliant game against Philadelphia in a 3-3 draw, he had that cracker of a goal, free kick goal from right outside the box, went upper 90, obviously left foot. Messi's left-footed. We'll hear that in a second. But it, as I mentioned, Messi Mania, where we go through all the highlights and everything Inter Miami and Messi related. Let's get into the highlights. Our good friend Ken Lavica is the voice of Inter Miami. We will be sending it to Ken around 7:38, 7:39 when Inter Miami gets that ball rolling in South Florida. But this fixture in Philadelphia did not start Inter Miami's way. It was actually 2-0 right before halftime. Let's take a listen to Sullivan, who got in the back of the net first in the game for Philadelphia. Sullivan, by the way, quickly, I'm a big United States men's national team fan. Sullivan had a busy week last week. That's Quinn Sullivan, the young 21-year-old who is a current right middy for Philadelphia. He got the call up to the U.S. men's national team, and he did this against one of the better teams on this side of the continent and arguably the best player ever.
And it's a short corner, left side of the box, and what a shot and a goal! Right foot curler, left side of the area and inside the far post. That is a magnificent Philadelphia Union goal. And Ustari flat-footed, did not stand a chance. In the 8th minute, Philadelphia Union strikes Inter Miami. And the sieve for the Inter Miami defense has turned into a dam break. They cannot stop conceding. 1-0, Philadelphia Union on a gorgeous, gorgeous shot. There was no defending it. And it's Quinn Sullivan. What a week he has had. Named to his first UN men's national team roster, and he scores an absolute golazo to make it 1-0, minute number 7. Philadelphia Union with the lead.
It was a finesse top right corner to break the play down a little more. It was a short corner, and Sullivan received it in the box. Like, folks, it's unheard of to not mark a short corner man at least to the halfway point. How these short corners usually work: the player who is receiving the short corner goes damn near to where the corner kick is being taken, followed by the defender. The defender probably sits 5 to 10 yards off of the ball as the taker of the ball from the corner, the short corner man, receives it. Nobody followed the short corner man to the point where Quinn Sullivan went to go take the short corner, realized no Inter Miami player was marking him. He received it in the box. That's an ultimate no-no. You do not want a corner kick to be allowed to be played in the middle of your box. If you're taking a short corner, you force it to the quote-unquote corner. Sullivan received this in the box, was able to switch from his left foot to his dominant right foot, and he finessed it. Ken calls it a curler. I call it a finesse. He finessed it, top right corner, and as Ken said, an absolute golazo to open things up for Philadelphia. That happened in the 7th minute, and once again, Inter Miami conceding in the first half. Now, sadly, that wasn't the only goal that happened in the first half. We'll get to more highlights here. We'll get to the second goal highlight here in just a second. Got a couple more to play here on Messi Mania, presented by our good friends at PNC. That Quinn Sullivan goal was assisted by Kai Wagner. Let's hear an almost near goal for Philadelphia's Glesnes, who almost got his head on the other end.
Here's a set piece, free kick, and a nearly found Glesnes, who got behind the defense into the 6-yard box. A beautiful set piece from Kai Wagner from about 30 yards away. And it went off of Glesnes' forehead, but he could not direct it on goal. And that was a near miss from Philadelphia.
Kai Wagner all over the pitch in that first half for Philadelphia. He assisted that Quinn Sullivan goal, as I mentioned already, and he almost assisted another goal on the Glesnes possible header goal that ultimately did not work out for Philadelphia, and thankfully for our Herons. I mentioned that not a lot went right for Inter Miami in the first half. Let's listen to Lionel Messi's first shot on target in the 33rd minute, and it was the first shot on target for Inter Miami in the first half, 33rd minute.
Came from 23 yards out with a left foot from Messi. It went through the legs of Owechu Makanya, but Rick was able to do a good job and see it into his chest.
Vesilev would pick up a yellow card in the 41st. Ian Frey would pick up a yellow card in the 42nd. But right before halftime, the poacher, Ty Baribo, the leading goal scorer in the MLS, picks up another goal in the first half. Let's take a listen.
Now Vasilev, left side of the box, headed it into the middle. And then Lujan's late to get there. Here's Baribo! Scored! That is unacceptable from the Inter Miami defense. Hesitation, and Baribo has his 12th goal of the year. It's 2-0 Philadelphia Union. The defensive dysfunction is killing this football team.
And Ken's right on it. Two goals surrendered in the first half, arguably on Inter Miami. I mentioned, I broke down that Quinn Sullivan goal for you. It is an absolute no-no to be able to do a grounder pass from the corner into the box, have someone change to their dominant foot enough time to get a shot off. That's unacceptable, and in my opinion, on the defense. And then that goal right there, to Ken's point, absolutely unacceptable to let Ty Baribo, a poacher at heart, a poacher striker, get on the other end of a 50-50 ball that should have been cleared three different times out of the defense. So Inter Miami goes into the half down to nothing. As you can imagine, we were doomsday on the broadcast, but Tadio Allende got our hopes up in the first half. This is Allende in the 60th minute. Coming in hot in the second half, 60th minute, Tadio Allende making the scoreline 2-1.
Sweeps it left to the area, Noah Allen, his feet into the box, and a goal! Tadio Allende, unmarked on a beautiful feed from Allen, and Allende's pulled one back. He's able to blast it by Rick with a soaring tally. Inter Miami within one, it's 2-1, and it's game on at the hour mark.
Game on indeed, but I mentioned Inter Miami won the second half. It didn't come without any boo-boos. Here's Ty Baribo, the golden boot man, again.
It's still pinballing around in the box, and it somehow fell to Baribo, who has scored short range near post. Slots it in past Ustari. Another defensive disaster for Inter Miami, and it's 3-1 Philadelphia, and that's likely going to do it in the 73rd minute.
So it did not do it, as Ken was alluding to. But listen, we all thought it was over. To Ken's point, 3-1, 73rd minute, certainly doomsdaying on my end as well. And this is why I don't blame Ken, because are you ready for this stat? The game against Philadelphia, where Inter Miami drew 3-3, was the first time in club history that Inter Miami overcame a two-goal deficit in the 85th minute or later. Lionel Messi would score a cracker of a goal off of a free kick in the 87th minute. Here's how it sounded.
Here's a free kick from Lionel Messi. This comes from 23 yards. Straight on, direct free kick. Messi approaches, and he scores! Upper left! Messi planted it! A signature free kick goal for Lionel Messi. Inter Miami back within one with 4 minutes left to go. Messi's sixth of the year and vintage magic from the greatest of all time.
The magic wasn't over. Here's a highlight of Fafa Pico almost tying this thing up late.
Low cross! Pico is there, but he was tackled off the ball at the last moment. It was nearly level. Desperate defending. Keeps it 3-2 Philadelphia.
But then at the death, 95th minute, there were 5 minutes of extra time. Telasco Segovia scores at the last possible chance of the game for Inter Miami.
And it's won by Alba. Messi to Pico. Back to Messi. Messi nutmegs a man to Segovia. Segovia right foot scored from the top of the box. Telasco Segovia has drawn us level 3-3 with a minute left to play. Inter Miami on the verge of stealing a point on the road. What guts. What fortitude from Inter Miami. They put on pressure and more pressure, and it pays off. And Segovia's drawn us level 3-3. Absolutely incredible.
As I mentioned, the first time in club history that Inter Miami overcame a two-goal deficit in the 85th minute or later. Obviously, weren't able to get all 3 points. But listen, a draw on the road to the top team in the Eastern Conference in Philadelphia – pretty doggone good. And I know Javier Mascherano has received a lot of critics. They've been receiving a lot of backlash from critics, fans, pundits, the whole nine yards. But that was, to Ken's point, very, very gutsy to come back in the 85th minute to score two goals in 10 minutes. Obviously, the second goal came 95th minute at the death in extra time, but it took a lot of guts. And give credit to Javier Mascherano and this Inter-Miami side. This wasn't a clean game, though. A lot of yellow cards. I went through the first half of yellow cards. Veselov for Philadelphia. Ian Frey for our Herons. Jesus Bueno in the 75th minute for Philadelphia. Jordi Alba a minute later for the Herons. Jacob Glesnes in the 86th minute. Federico Redondo in the 90th minute. And then Danley Jean-Jacques in the 90th minute for Philadelphia. So in total, 6 cards in the game. Seven cards on the game. 4 for Philadelphia, 3 for Inter-Miami. But 3-3, the final. 3-3, the final in Philadelphia. A gutsy performance by Inter-Miami secures Inter-Miami a point on that MLS table. We got Montreal coming up tonight for our Inter-Miami Herons. That is going to be at Chase Stadium. We'll break that down coming up in the pregame show at 7 o'clock. But I have an idea who I think I'm going to see in this starting 11. But I want to talk a little bit more about this game in Philadelphia. Folks, I don't know if Javier Mascherano is the gaffer of this team if they were to lose like 2-0, 3-1 in this game like how we thought. Inter-Miami has not played well in their last couple of fixtures. They are winless, in fact, in their last 5 matchups. They have, after tonight, let's say counting tonight, Inter-Miami has 2 games left on their MLS schedule before they play in that Club FIFA World Cup coming up June 14th. So there's going to be a big break of MLS action for the Herons after Saturday. So 2 games in Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 2 games in 4 days. You got tonight against Montreal, and then on Saturday at Chase Stadium 2, Columbus Crew. And the Crew, a top team in the Eastern Conference, a good team in the Eastern Conference. The Herons barely got out of Cleveland at Brown Stadium unscathed in that game, about a month and a half back. But 2 games in 4 days, Montreal and Columbus, and then the Club FIFA World Cup June 14th. It is critical for this team to play well heading into that tournament to take any type of gas, steam, whatever you want to call it, into the biggest tournament Inter-Miami is going to be playing in this season. Al Ahly, a really good Egyptian side. That's who they open up with June 14th. FC Porto. Was in Europa League this year, Champions League 2 years ago, a top flight team in Portugal. Portugal has a really, really good top flight league. Cristiano Ronaldo started off there at Sporting before he went to Manchester United. A ton of quality has come out of Portugal. Obviously, you got a great national team or whatever, but that league specifically is a pretty good league, a top 5 league in the world. Porto, a good team. Palmeiras, a good team as well. So if Inter-Miami, if they're not ready, folks, this could get really ugly for our Herons in the Club FIFA World Cup. But I'm holding out faith that Inter-Miami is going to finish strong against Montreal. They're going to finish strong against Columbus. And they're going to roll into that tournament ready to roll and ready to rock. Let's take a look at a couple of hot, and I almost call it a hot hand. I'm used to my basketball over here. But let's take a look at a couple of players for Inter-Miami that have been playing well. If we look at the MLS statistics, obviously it's not a surprise that Lionel Messi leads Inter-Miami in goals. Messi has 6 goals on the year and leads Inter-Miami with a total of 8 goal and assist contributions. You know, there's a statistic when you add both of those categories up. Lionel Messi leads the Herons with 8 goal and goal and assist contributions. But right behind him is Luis Suarez. Suarez, who actually is tied with Lionel Messi. Messi is number 1 because he played more games. But Luis Suarez, 6 assists and two goals. That is eight apiece for Messi and Suarez. And then Telesco Segovia has six total goal and assist contributions as well. But your top scorers, Lionel Messi with six, Tadio Allende with five, Telesco Segovia with four. And obviously Segovia scored this cracker of a goal to secure Inter Miami a point on the road.
And it's won by Alba. Messi to Pico. Back to Messi. Messi nutmegs a man to Segovia. Segovia right butt scored from the top of the box. Telesco Segovia has drawn us level 3-3 with a minute left to play. Inter Miami on the verge of stealing a point on the road. What guts! What fortitude from Inter Miami! They put on pressure and more pressure, and it pays off. And Segovia's drawn us level 3-3. Absolutely incredible.
So Segovia is securing his fourth goal of the year. He is number three on the total goal list within the MLS as an Inter Miami Heron. So Messi, Allende, Segovia. Those are your top three scorers on the team. Luis Suarez, two goals. So that's kind of how things pan out. Inter Miami been struggling to score goals the last couple of fixtures. Let's hope that changes tonight as they take on Montreal. As far as assist leader, Luis Suarez has six total assists on the season. Pretty good. Jordi Alba, number two, with four. As far as the MLS, I mentioned Ty Baribo for Philadelphia. He is currently the leader for the Golden Boot right now. He has 13 goals, followed by Brian White for Vancouver, who has 10. And then Christian Arango, as well, a San Jose player, has 9. So one Eastern Conference man and two Western Conference men at the top of the Golden Boot list right now. As far as assists leader in the MLS, you got Pep Beal, who Inter Miami saw earlier this season. Inter Miami able to get a win against Charlotte at Chase Stadium down to 10 men. So pretty gutsy win by Inter Miami there. And certainly Charlotte, a team who has a lot of quality with Pep Beal, who has 7 assists on the year, but also Wilfred Zaha, former Manchester United player, former Crystal Palace player. Quality for sure on that Charlotte team. Christian Espinoza has 6 assists, San Jose. And that's a common theme, man. San Jose likes to score. They got a lot of goal and assist contributions. San Jose with 6. Christian Arango with 9 goals. So 15 total goal contributions between those two San Jose earthquakes between the top goal scorer in Arango, one of the top goal scorers in Arango, and one of the top assist men in Christian Espinoza. Ty Baribo, obviously, folks, when you have 13 goals in about 15 weeks, you're going to be number one in goal and assists. Baribo with 14, though, not much of a passer. I mentioned he is a poacher. A poacher striker, folks, is a striker who stays up on the pitch and tries to get a foot on the end of it, kind of like an Erling Haaland kind of player. If you're familiar with the Premier League in Manchester City, not going to be doing much of dicing defenders, but once his foot gets on that ball, he's going to blast it behind net. Not surprising to see him number one on goals and assist contributions in the MLS. Andres Dreyer, number two with 12 from San Diego. And then a man we know well, Martin Ojeda for Orlando City. Two fixtures ago, Orlando City came to Chase Stadium in the Florida Derby, and they were able to win 3-0. Certainly a lot of soul-searching after that game for our Herons, but Inter Miami able to respond in a good way last fixture, picking up a draw against a really good Philadelphia side on the road, and that is the one of the last times they'll see Philadelphia on the year. They've played them twice already. Beat them in Miami and Fort Lauderdale at home, and then drew on the road. So good results against Philadelphia. Problem is, they have not been getting those kind of results against Western Conference teams. Let's take a look back. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I want to make sure it's the last 10. 8, 9, 10. Indeed, it is. So let's go through the last 10 fixtures for the Herons. Let's go all the way back to April 13th. It was a draw against Chicago, 0-0. April 19th. Inter Miami won against Columbus 1-0, followed by the CONCACAF Champions Cup, losing on the road to Vancouver 2-0. They followed that up with a 4-3 loss to Dallas at home. And they were up 3-1 in that game. If you remember, Javier Mascherano pulled the starters to save their legs for a home fixture against Vancouver, down 2-0 on the aggregate, bit him in the butt. And then they followed with a 3-1 loss in Fort Lauderdale, knocked out of the CONCACAF Champions Cup. And for those of you who don't know what the CONCACAF Champions Cup is, but you do know world football, it's the Champions League on this side of the hemisphere. It's the most important tournament this side of the hemisphere, meaning all of the best teams in North America and the CONCACAF play each other. So, you know, Canada, the United States, Central America, all those teams come together, the Caribbean, all those teams come together in a tournament and play. Usually it's the Mexican teams and the American teams that do well. But this year, Vancouver knocked off our Inter Miami. It's obviously Vancouver part of the MLS, neither here nor there, but still considered a Canadian team. Vancouver knocked off the Herons 3-1 in that. So, I mean, folks, draw, win, and then three straight losses. That is not a good five games for the Herons. Moving on to the next five. Inter Miami, it was able to pick up a win 4-1 against New York Red Bulls, followed by a 4-1 loss against Minnesota United on the road. Probably the worst game Inter Miami played all year. They followed up with a draw against San Jose. San Jose, the Earthquakes, a team who likes to score, completely fine with that result. And then an embarrassing 3-0 loss against Orlando City and a 3-3 draw against Philadelphia. But in their last 10 games, we went through their last 10, there are two wins on that on the scorecard. Two wins in their last 10. Not good enough. Javier Mascherano understands that. Lionel Messi understands. And I think a team as a whole, they understand that two wins with the quality they have, with the expectations that were set from the board before the season, this is unacceptable for the Inter Miami Herons, and I expect a big, big game against Montreal, a team who has 8 points on the MLS table. Both teams are winless in their last five games. Let me say that again. Both teams are winless in their last five games. Tonight's meeting will be the 11th between the teams in Montreal and Inter Miami. Inter Miami has recorded 3 wins, 6 losses, and a draw in its past matches against the Canadian side. Last time out, Inter Miami claimed all 3 points on the road in a 3-2 triumphant win in 2024 MLS regular season action last May. So almost 365 days ago, Inter Miami was able to pick up victory against Montreal. And recently, Inter Miami has been able to dominate this matchup, beating Montreal the last 2 times they have played. But both of these teams are winless in their last 5. Yes, as I mentioned, Montreal visits South Florida after most recently drawing 2-2 against LAFC on Saturday in their past fixture. In all, Montreal have recorded 8 points. 8 points, 1 win, 9 losses, and 5 draws. That equals 8 with the 5 draws and the 3 points for their solo win, and currently sits in 15th place. So certainly a lot of storylines heading into this game tonight in South Florida. I mentioned that Messi Mania is brought to you by our good friends at PNC, and what more Messi Mania could we want from a goal like this from the great one?
Here's a free kick from Lionel Messi. This comes from 23 yards. Straight on, direct free kick. Messi approaches, and he scores! Upper left, Messi planted it! A signature free kick goal for Lionel Messi. Inter Miami back within 1 with 4 minutes left to go. Messi's 6th of the year, and vintage magic from the greatest of all time.
I mentioned Messi Mania brought to you by PNC. Folks, putting one behind the keeper takes more than talent. Sure, the pros make it look easy, but there's a whole lot of boring work behind it. Hours of drills, scrimmages, and dedication to the craft that ultimately pays off in a brilliant goal-scoring move. PNC Bank knows, and they know that. They know it takes time to not only be good on the pitch, but also save money. And money, that's the important thing when it comes to PNC, and that's why they take a smart, steady, and boring approach. So you can make brilliant money moves that help you score your own financial goals. And PNC Bank makes it easy and convenient to manage your money when and where it works for you, including with new branch locations opening across Miami. So you don't got to go far to go see our good friends at PNC. See how keeping your money boring can be the brilliant move for you. Visit PNCBank.com/brilliantlyboring. That's PNC.com/brilliantlyboring. PNC Bank, proud banking sponsor of Inter Miami CF radio broadcasts and Brilliantly Boring since 1865. The PNC Financial Services Group Incorporated, all rights reserved, member FDIC. Time to take our first time out of the program. This is Pink Smoke right here on ESPN 106.3. We're taking you up to 7 o'clock, but don't go anywhere because from 7 to about 7:37, I will have the pregame show right here on your Inter Miami Radio Network.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Welcome on back, Pink Smoke. 888-760-3776. You want to call in, talk a little Inter Miami football. The Herons taking on Montreal coming up tonight. And Inter Miami, in their last couple of fixtures, not seen victory. I have to make a correction, and I apologize to my listeners out there. Inter Miami, one win in five games. Apologies on that. One win in five games. Montreal, no wins in their last five. So both sides, when it comes to winning games, one win in 10 fixtures combined between both teams. So we will break down, as I mentioned, this fixture coming up at 7 o'clock when I go live with the pregame show. But it is now time to, see who's healthy, see who's not available for our Inter Miami Herons tonight against Montreal. Let's do the injury report presented by our good friends at Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath.
Now it's time for the Inter Miami Injury Report, presented by Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath.
And now a fight for it, one right back by Inter Miami.
Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath, representing injured people and their families for more than 35 years. Visit foryourrights.com.
Well, folks, Drake Callender, the goalkeeper for Inter Miami, the keeper, that was the guy 365 days ago, but obviously since Javier Mascherano has took over, it's been Oscar Ustari. But Drake Callender is not expected back with the Herons until early July. He is on the injury report presented by Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath. Another man who falls on the injury report, and this one, it pains me to say, because I really like what Baltasar Rodriguez can do for this Inter Miami club. Young legs. I think that's one, if you ask Javier Mascherano off the record, probably need a little more pace in the lineup. Baltasar Rodriguez, a young teenager, could certainly do that. A very talented teenager, a player, or I call him a teenager, 21 years old, Baltasar Rodriguez, a player who I think is going to be playing maybe one day in the Premier League, La Liga, etc. He's a young man from the team called Racing in Argentina, part of the top flight league, Racing, the best probably club team within Argentina. But Baltasar Rodriguez has a hamstring injury. He's not expected back till June. And Rodriguez, his only action in the MLS, his first touch was an assist. So certainly some things to look forward to with Baltasar. David Ruiz is expected back June 25th. He's dealing with a hamstring as well. And the hamstring bug hitting Inter Miami hard as Yannick Bright is not expected back until late June, which is a killer, man. Yannick Bright, arguably the team MVP throughout these, I know Inter Miami has been struggling, folks, but you can't say the same for Yannick Bright. Bright's one of those players who is a nonstop battery on the pitch. Energy for days, and him going down really, really is going to hurt this Inter Miami club And, you know, even with Dobby Ruiz, too, being out. Those are two guys who play the same position. So very, very thin at the central midfielder position with Ruiz, Baltasar Rodriguez, and Yannick Bright being out. That really leaves Sergio Busquets, Frederico Redondo, and a whole lot of Band-Aids within that central midfield for Inter Miami. So it's going to be interesting to see how Inter Miami will handle that as we move forward. That is the injury report presented by our good friends at Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Farnrath. Visit foryourrights.com. That is foryourrights.com. Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Farnrath have been serving South Florida and this community for over 35 years. Let's go through Vancouver. Montreal, getting my Canadian cities mixed up. Big difference between Vancouver and Montreal, especially within the MLS. But Montreal is certainly a team that they have some players who are obviously going to be worrisome for Javier Mascherano. One of those guys being Prince Owusu. Prince Owusu, who is the leading goal scorer for Montreal this season. He's got 4 goals and 2 assists. 6 goal and assist contributions for Montreal this year. The 28-year-old Gahanian, hailing from Ghana, certainly a player who is going to be explosive out there on the pitch, known for his speed and known for finishing in front of net when given the opportunity. But the problem is Montreal doesn't have a lot of goal-scoring opportunities this season, and I'm hoping this is the get-right game for our Inter-Miami Herons as they try to claw and scratch back on that Eastern Conference table. The Herons right now on the Eastern Conference table are sitting in a spot that they're not used to. The Herons are 7th on that Eastern Conference table. 9 teams make the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. And last year, Inter-Miami was able to secure 73 points on that MLS table. They broke the record for the Supporter Shield, shattered the record with 73 points. One of the best regular season teams of all time, the Inter-Miami Herons. But the playoffs was a different story, as we know, losing in the second round after having a bye in the first round. But I think last year, you know, a lot of these players that came and played for Inter-Miami, they usually how these leagues go in football, at the end of the year, whoever has the most points on the table, that's who wins. But obviously, we are Americans, and we love playoffs. And the MLS playoffs is a thing, as our Inter-Miami Herons found out last year. And I think how Inter-Miami is going to operate is that. You obviously want to be jockeying for position, and you want to be in a good spot heading into the MLS playoffs. But I just don't know if that is the top priority for this team this season. They did that last year. They got the Supporter Shield, been there, done that. I think MLS playoffs is the ultimate goal in a championship for Inter Miami. Obviously, any hardware is great. That's why I was a little upset to see Inter Miami getting knocked out of the CONCACAF Champions Cup, you know, especially with the way they did it, too, losing 5-1 on the aggregate. Nonetheless, whole season still ahead for our Herons, and not to mention the club FIFA World Cup. Let's take our final timeout of the show. When we come back, we will go around the MLS with our good friends at Audi. But once again, Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Farnrath folks have been serving injured people in South Florida for 35 years. Visit foryourrights.com, foryourrights.com. Drake Callender, Davi Ruiz, Baltasar Rodriguez, all on the injury report for Inter Miami heading into tonight's game. Coming right back, right here at Pink Smoke, ESPN 1063.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Our final segment of Pink Smoke. We talk everything Inter Miami related, Lionel Messi related. We did a little Messi Mania with our good friends at PNC. We checked on the injury report for our Inter-Miami Herons heading in to the fixture tonight against Montreal at Chase Stadium, 7:30 kickoff. We know how American sports go, more like 7:38, 7:39. I will be throwing it pitch side to my great friend Ken Lavica and the voice of the Inter-Miami Herons. We got one more order of business to do, and that is to go around the MLS with our good friends at Audi Folks, the road is calling. Embrace the thrill of the drive with the fully electric 2025 Audi Q6 e-tron. Featuring effortless power, serious acceleration, and advanced Audi technology. It's not just a new electric vehicle. It's a new way to experience driving. The fully electric Q6 e-tron, the next chapter of Audi, is here. Take advantage by test driving the brand new 2025 Q6 e-tron today at your local South Florida Audi dealer or visit AudiUSA.com to learn more. That is AudiUSA.com to learn more. Let's do it around the MLS.
Now it's time to go around the MLS, presented by your local South Florida Audi dealerships. Test drive the new Q6 e-tron today at your local South Florida Audi dealer or visit AudiOffers.com to learn more.
Well, obviously, we have our Herons in action tonight. 7:38-ish, 7:39 kickoff. Inter Miami and Montreal. Inter Miami, in my opinion, in a must-win game. Montreal, 8 points on the MLS table. They're winless within their last 5 games. They have 1 win and 5 draws on the year. They're 15th in the Western Conference. A quote-unquote bottom feeder. Got to take advantage of a big win tonight for Inter Miami. Atlanta United will be facing off at home against Orlando City at 7:30. DC United's at home against New England. That's a 7:30 start as well. Cincinnati at home against Dallas, 7:30. And folks, all these fixtures, by the way, will be 7:30. I'll let you know once we get to the late ones. I mentioned Inter Miami and Montreal. NYCFC facing off against Houston. New York Red Bulls facing off against Charlotte. Toronto facing off against Philly. Columbus, now we get to the 8 o'clock and later. Columbus at home against Nashville, 8 o'clock kickoff. 8:30, Austin FC hosting Real Salt Lake. 8:30, Seattle Sounders and San Diego. And then we get to the 10 o'clock and laters. Right at 10 o'clock, LA Galaxy, who won the MLS playoffs last year. Folks, they have 1 win on the year. 1 win on the year. 4 points total. LA Galaxy hosting San Jose. Portland at 10:30 hosting Colorado. And then your final matchup of the night, Vancouver and Minnesota United. Obviously, we love our Inter Miami Herons. Every game they play is must-watch TV. But if you are an MLS snob, turn on that Vancouver and Minnesota game tonight. Ken Lavica and I have seen both of those teams. CONCACAF Champions Cup, 2 fixtures. Inter Miami faced off against Vancouver. They lost 5-1 on the aggregate. Minnesota United was about 3-4-ish games back. Inter Miami lost 4-1. 2 really good teams. 2, arguably 2 of the best teams in the MLS, Vancouver and Minnesota. That'll be a fun little nightcap coming up at 10:30. Let's take a look at the table. I mentioned throughout the show, Inter Miami 8th on that Eastern Conference, or excuse me, 7th. Goodness me. 7th on the Eastern Conference table with 23 points. And let's give you your 9 teams that would be seeing MLS playoff action right now in the Eastern Conference. Philadelphia, sitting in first place. They have 30 points. FC Cincinnati, second with 29. Nashville, third with 27. Orlando City, red hot. Draw, draw, win, win, win their last 5. They have 27 points. They are in fourth. The Columbus Crew, behind on Orlando City in goal differential. They have the same amount of points, but because they're behind on the differential, they are in fifth. NYCFC, the team that Inter Miami drew with in match week 1. They are in 6th place with 24 points. Win, loss, draw, win, win. Their last 5, they're hot. Inter Miami, I mentioned 7th. Win, loss, draw. Ugh. They got Montreal tonight, as we've been mentioning. Charlotte finally won a game. They were L5. They won their last fixture against the Columbus Crew 3-2. They're in 8th place with 22. And then the New York Red Bulls, 9th place in that last spot in the MLS playoffs with 21 points. Flip it over to the Western Conference. I mentioned Vancouver, fun team to watch. They're in first place, 31 total points plus 15 goal differential. That is best in MLS. Scoring a lot of goals, playing good defense. They have 27 goals on the year, and they have only surrendered 12 on the year. That is number one in the MLS. and goals surrendered. They are not number one in goals. That belongs to Philadelphia, who has 30, and a lot of that has to do with the Golden Boot winner, as of now, Ty Beribo, who has 13. San Diego in second place with 27. Minnesota United in third place with 26. Once again, 10:30 tonight, Minnesota and Vancouver will be doing battle in Vancouver. Fourth place, LAFC. Win, draw, draw. LAFC, good line of fixtures, have not lost in their last five games. They have 23 points, fourth on the Western Conference table. Seattle, fifth with 23. They are behind by two on the goal differential. LAFC with five plus five. Seattle plus three. Portland in sixth place. They also have 23 points. They are only plus two on the goal differential behind Seattle, plus three. And as I've mentioned, LAFC, plus five. The Colorado Rapids in seventh place, 22 points. By the way, negative three on the goal differential. The Rapids are the only team that are currently in the MLS playoffs. Or rather, two of three. Apologies, folks. There are two of three teams that have a negative goal differential that are in the MLS playoffs. San Jose is not one of those teams. They have 19 points and plus six. Inter-Miami saw San Jose two, three games ago. San Jose, a team who loves to score goals. Austin, negative seven goal differential, 19 points, ninth on the table. So those are the teams right now that are in the MLS playoffs. Once again, I'm at your mercy. Two teams with a negative goal differential. Houston has a negative goal differential, but they are sitting at 10. But Austin with negative 7, Colorado with negative 3. They are in the playoffs with a negative goal differential. And that is going around the MLS with our good friends at Audi. Test drive that brand new Q6 e-tron today at your local South Florida Audi dealers. Visit AudiUSA.com to learn more. That is AudiUSA.com. to learn more. Well, folks, we're running out of time on Pink Smoke, but don't fret. I'm not going anywhere. I got the pregame show coming up for our Inter-Miami Herons. It is now time to throw it on over to the Inter-Miami Radio Network. Ken Lavica will be on the call tonight, as he always is. The voice of the Inter-Miami Herons will be coming up around 7:38-ish, 7:39-ish. From our experience, a game in Fort Lauderdale probably kicking off at 7:39, 7:40. So I will be holding things down as well up until then. We will preview this game between Montreal and our Herons. And I can't wait, because I think it's a must-win. I'll talk more about it in a second. But I think this is a must-win game for our Herons. Bad team in Montreal, with all due respect. 8 points on the table, 15th in the Western Conference. Not their year. I can't say the same thing for Inter-Miami. I know we're in a rut. I know the Herons are in a rut. One win in their last five. Not a good run of fixtures in their last 10. But tonight's the night. Mascherano will turn things around. I'll tell you more at 7 o'clock.